welcome to another edition of T3, the Tech San Diego podcast on all things talent. We have a great program coming to you today. I am coming to you from the global temporary headquarters of Tech San Diego in Rancho Penasquitos. Here to join me, as always, Aaron Chizdak. Aaron, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Nice to see your face again.
Now, Aaron, where is your temporary global headquarters?
Well, my temporary global headquarters is obviously here in San Diego, sunny San Diego, but I live in Tirsana, so I'm working from home. I've been working from home since, gosh, March now. So getting used to it, definitely.
So we're in Rancho Penasquitos. If you know where Rancho Penasquitos are, it's you know, we're a little bit inland, but we sit in kind of a valley where I get a little bit of wind. And so we do not have air conditioning, central air conditioning. And we have these little roll around units that we have, and they're certainly being put to the test in the past couple of days.
Yeah, rolling blackouts are coming, Kevin. They're coming.
Well, you know, it was funny that we have these plugged in. And last night, my 17-year-old daughter at 11 o'clock at night wanted to go downstairs to microwave some mac and cheese. And we normally don't have all these air conditioners on. So as soon as she turned on the microwave, bam, everything shut down. And I thought we had a rolling blackout for sure. And so, but some things were on, so I couldn't understand it. And then I said, Lauren, what are you doing down here? She goes, I turned on a microwave and then everything turned off. And so I had to go outside and reset the breaker at 11 o'clock. And it wasn't a rolling blackout. It was a mac and cheese blackout.
That's a girl after my own heart. 11 p.m. mac and cheese. I can get down with that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have a talk with her a little bit. So let's get to our program. I am very pleased to announce, and you've been reading a little bit about them in the news lately, Victoria Ashton from GoSight. Victoria, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me today. And Aaron, great to be with you.
So, Victoria, what's your official title at GoSight?
Vice President of People Operations.
So what does that mean? Do you vice president people?
It means a little bit of everything. So I currently oversee all of our human resources, recruiting and talent acquisition, training and development, and legal compliance at GoSight.
Well, sounds like you're doing a little bit of everything. So before we get into the talent acquisition part, why don't you spend a couple of minutes and tell us what GoSight does?
Sure. So GoSight is a software startup based right here in sunny San Diego. And what we do is we provide software solutions for small businesses, essentially giving them a all-in-one platform to help them move from offline to online. So essentially, our customers are the salt of the earth, the backbone of America's economy. So think landscaper, contractor, salon, restaurant, bakery. We really serve any small business that has a service to provide to their community. And the software that we have created and provide for them is an all-in-one platform and includes everything from a website builder, a booking tool, a review management tool, messenger tool, and one of our largest products, our payments tool. So what we do is we provide all of this in one simple, easy to use package, one cost, very low monthly cost for our customers, and it makes it easy to have everything all in one place.
So this sounds like something that's custom made for the current environment we find ourselves in. But in reality, I've done my research a little bit on GoSight. In reality, you guys have been working on this for a while. This isn't something that just came for the needs of remote workers in a pandemic, correct?
That's exactly right, Kevin. We were founded in 2013 in our CEO's apartment, Alex Good, right here in San Diego by Petco. So this has been something that small businesses have needed for a very long time. They need something that's easy to use, that has everything in one place, and that is mobile and on the go with them. So our growth that we've experienced this year, it certainly was planned to an extent, and coronavirus just accelerated that because now more than ever, small businesses really need what we have to provide.
Absolutely. So when I was doing my research, I have a sheet of paper in front of me, and I was looking at, there seems to be an abnormal amount of awards that you guys have won lately. let you have a chance to brag for a second, and just very quickly, tell me about some of those recent awards, especially as they relate to the work environment.
Sure. So we've been really honored to be included in a number of different awards and publications this year. So first we won, a best 2020 best places to work award from Inc. 500, which is really huge. That's a national recognition, that we, are really proud of. Next we partner with a platform called Comparably, which is an employee engagement platform, very similar to, Glassdoor, a little bit newer though, based up in the Bay Area, and they ran their Q2 awards recently, and GoSight swept all four categories, and we won best place to work for leadership team, best place to work for professional development, and best CEO for women, and last but not least, best CEO for diversity. So really excited that all four of those categories were highlighted. And then last but not least, our local San Diego Business Journal just let us know that we're an award winner for their 2020 Best Places to Work list as well. So really excited to share all of that with you and our listeners today.
Awesome, Victoria. You know, you're making me a little jealous because it sounds like an amazing place to work. And while I love my company, Marsh & McLennan Agency, I bet walking through the doors at GoSight is just probably an experience for your employees. So take me through that. I walk through the doors. I'm an employee, my first day of work. What does it feel like? What does it look like?
Yeah, that's a great question, Erin. So for those local to San Diego, GoSight is in Mission Valley. So the building itself maybe doesn't reflect a fast, high-performing startup, but certainly when you walk through our doors of our office, we've been able to customize the entire third floor of this building. So you walk in and there is a enormous moss ombre piece of our logo, really hitting it home right when you walk through the door that you're at GoSight. You're going to see so many friendly faces. This office is full of people who are excited to be here, excited to be helping small businesses and working with, you know, the best team that we could all ask for. It's your typical wide open white spaces, tons of natural light, and of course, a million laptops, headsets, and cords everywhere.
But tell me, how have you guys handled the shift towards remote working if you're not all in the office? How have you guys handled that during COVID?
Yeah, great question, Erin. And I think it's a challenge that so many business leaders have encountered. Thankfully, it's an even playing field because none of us have done this before. I don't think any of us have been alive during a global pandemic yet. So thankfully, I've been able to lean on, you know, my team, my leaders, and my network and really find creative solutions. So one thing that we've done is make sure that our touch points with employees are more frequent than ever. So we have a weekly company meeting every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And that's a time that our leaders are on the video, sharing updates with everyone, checking in. We have a weekly employee newsletter, and we really made it super interactive. So we run competitions like best quarantine cocktail recipe or best at home workspace. That's been really fun. And then we also are holding virtual events. So just last week, GoSight had our first ever virtual talent show. That was quite funny. And I have to say that my front handsprings left my back sore for a number of days.
So certainly some novel ideas. And so you don't tell us who the person is, but what was the talent that won the talent show?
Yes, I believe that there was a hat levitation magic trick that swept the awards.
No, it's just fishing string. We know that. We know that trick. So part of the audience for this, Victoria, is a university talent coming out of the university. And one of the things they want to know is what type of technical talent do you guys hire? Is it, I can imagine you hire a lot of software engineers, but what are the talent sets that you guys are looking for, especially with new talent?
Absolutely, Kevin. So we have a great partnership with the local universities and have a number of students and interns currently working at GoSight in a couple of different internship programs we have. So first, it's one of our newer internship programs, but really excited to have a data analytics internship. This is an opportunity for students to come in and learn a lot of different tactics, best practices, and fundamentals of data science, driving customer behavior, using data to make good product right here in San Diego. We also have a sales internship. So those who are looking to get their foot in the door in business, in marketing, maybe even customer account management eventually, it's a great way to learn the fundamentals and really make your name known at GoSight. We also are expanding our engineering team and most recently have opened some engineering internships as well. So really excited that we have a really wide variety of opportunities for university talent.
So, you know, it's interesting that that you're so enlightened on university talent. I think there's been a big shift in culture over the past couple of years about using university talent. And it's really one of the region's inherent advantages that we have these, you know, world-class universities, not only UC San Diego, but SDSU, Cal State San Marcos, USD, Point Loma, and a bunch of others. And, you know, in the past, we heard a lot of, well, we don't want to hire newbies, right? We need more experienced people. We need people with 3 to 5 years experience. And meanwhile, they sit on those job requisitions for months and months and months where they could have been, you know, go ahead and bringing in new talent. So that's really good to hear that you're using university talent. Tech San Diego has a program just for that. We have a full-time executive that does nothing but sit at the universities and directs talent and companies and make sure they're connecting. So that's really good to hear. Aaron had alluded a little bit to the culture, but go into a little bit more about what the culture is at GoSight and how it might be different from some of the other companies in town.
Absolutely. So to speak to our culture, I would have to bring our core values to the conversation. So after several years of working with Alex to develop these, we have finally settled on two. And I know that's kind of a small number, but we really wanted to make sure that they were very true to what GoSight is and the culture we have here. So our first core value is just go. Just go is a phrase that Alex has been saying to us for years. And it really just means that there's no option to fail. There's no option to stop at no cost, every cost, just get the job done. But we tailor that and really kind of dovetail that with our second core value of be a good person. And that sounds really fundamental, but it's so critical that during success, during rapid growth, that businesses remember who we're serving, our team remembers why we're doing this, and we remember that the work we're doing here is good work for small businesses that need it. So we have a really hardworking, high-performance culture, but also are always keeping in mind to look out for each other, hold the door, do the right thing by the customer, and don't let our success ever come in the way of our humility and servanthood for others.
That's really great, Victoria. What other things do you do to kind of, you know, attract and retain your talent? It sounds like, you know, you've got a really great place to work. You're winning all these awards, but there's a lot of other cool companies out there. So what do you guys do to kind of keep people happy and keep them there?
Definitely. I think that, and Aaron, you'll love this. Of course, a good benefits package is necessary. So, you know, definitely ensuring that my team is ahead of trends and not just trying to keep up with cool companies, but actually setting the precedent for benefits like a paid gym membership and parental leave and a paid birthday, and making sure that our culture is really encouraging people to be themselves. So we have a diversity and inclusion committee that is, you know, headed by a few of our executives in partnership with employees. And we have almost 50 people on that committee who are dedicated to providing education, advocacy, and input on our internal practices to make sure that GoSight is an inclusive environment for everyone. We also make sure that, you know, in addition, of course, to happy hours and the keg in the kitchen, there's also more recently, one of my favorite projects I've gotten to work on is our Go Mama's room. So having that room, of course, for our breastfeeding mothers and having our Go Baby scrapbook. So when new parents join, they submit photos of their kids and that scrapbook is shared with the company so that we can all enjoy how cute our GoSight onesies look on them. So it's really about making sure there's something for everyone. And at the end of the day, we're all here for the same mission to help our small businesses.
Sounds like a big family. The way you describe it, it makes me feel like warm and cozy. I bet you guys have a scrapbook for puppies too, and animals like pets. So yeah. If you don't have Go Pets, you should have Go Pets. Run me through the benefits package. So I'm an employee. I'm looking to get hired on. I feel like my clients reach out to me all the time to talk to these new recruits about what their packages are. Everybody wants to know how much they cost, blah, blah, blah. So give me the rundown. What do you got? Medical, dental, vision, got some life insurance. What do you have?
Yes, ma'am. We have 100% company paid medical, dental, and vision. We have 4 upgraded health plans that if you so choose, you can pay a little bit out of pocket for that. But if you go with the company plan, you don't pay a dime. We also, of course, have PTO that ranges anywhere from first year of, 10 days up to increased, 15 to 20 days, depending on tenure. We also have a full week of sick time right off the bat, no matter tenure. In addition to that, we have about 10 to 12 paid holidays, including your birthday as a paid day off. We also offer a 401k with up to 4% company match. For some employees, depending on the role, there's also stock options included with those positions or with significant promotions. Your monthly gym membership, either through 24-Hour Fitness or with ClassPass, is 100% compensated for by the company. And then parental leave as well for those that need it.
So, Victoria, one of the things that we had spoke before, and you talked about that you're also recruiting outside the region. A lot of listeners of the podcast may not necessarily be in San Diego. We love San Diego. We think it's truly technology's perfect climate, from quality of life to the quality of tech companies here like GoSight. But what do you talk about people from outside the region when they're thinking about coming in San Diego? And is that an easy sell? Is that a difficult sell?
Yeah, great question, Kevin. So we currently have at least 3 employees who are going through cross-country moves right now as we speak. So GoSight's definitely tapping into talent in other markets. I will say that towards the end of summer, beginning of fall, is when my recruiting team sends out the messages to Chicago, New York, and all those cold places. So definitely not a hard sell for the weather. But Kevin, I think that San Diego has done a tremendous job really showcasing itself as a hub for technology companies, for rapid growing startups, for opportunities for individuals who are in other markets that are highly saturated. So I think those that are, thinking about San Diego, yes, we have sunshine. Yes, we definitely can go surfing on a Tuesday. But also keep in mind that San Diego is booming and there's so much tech and so many opportunities here for you. And so I think that San Diego is a really great town for anyone to consider right now, especially during COVID, when why would you sit in your apartment in New York City when you can sit on the beach here in San Diego?
Well, it's ironic that you say that. I know a lot of companies are thinking, well, they're going to start recruiting from, and have people in the Midwest, but you look at San Diego, I'm looking outside and it's a beautiful day. We have a little bit of a heat wave, but it's not going to get over 90. And it's just, it's good. It's just technology's perfect climate. And companies like yours often kind of go under the radar, right? So we don't have these big Fortune 500 firms. We have a few anchor Fortune 500 companies, but we don't have, 30 or 40 of them that have billboards up what they're doing and people are aware of them. It's a lot of small, medium-sized companies, which I would position are much more exciting places to work than some of the large companies. With that in mind, how do people progress through your company? So if it's an advantage to work for small, mid-sized companies, how do you guys, do you promote from within? Tell us a little bit about what that structure might look like.
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin. And to dovetail off of your point earlier of the university hires that GoSight has made, it has been, a critical pillar of GoSight success for internal training, development, and promotion. So for example, with our sales internship, the top 10% of that internship who perform upon graduation are hired at GoSight. There's a promotional path of at least 5 positions that they move through to work their way up to a senior account executive position. So I have university students who were with us in internship capacity 18 months ago who are now making well over 6 figures in a highly successful sales position. We also have a lot of cross-functional training and development. So we have internal interview processes in place. So if you're in a sales internship, but you're interested in marketing and customer success and data, you have an opportunity to actually interview and learn on the job a lot of the skill sets. I would also say for more mid-level and senior hires that we bring in, there's not, as you made a point in Fortune 500, as much opportunity to own something that you're growing organically. And so when you come in as a mid to senior level person, you get to say that you were one of the first that took a company from 10 million to 50 million ARR, that took a company from 100 to 300 individuals, that is building a team from scratch. So for example, I was just speaking with a VP of finance candidate today who's really excited about the opportunity to come in and build their own team that they're hand selecting. And so I think there's a lot of different types of opportunities and growth in an organization like GoSight.
Victoria, I'm glad you relayed that because that's really critical for companies looking, not just their first job, but their second and their third job, looking at other cross-functional ideas across the spectrum of the company. And you're just not going to get that at every single large company. And so I think that the advantages, you know, we talk to students at university all the time about, geez, that's, you know, I'm sure it'd be nice to work at Apple and Google, and some of you should go there. But the reality is you should be looking at some of these small, mid-sized companies. So I'm really glad you brought those subjects up. Erin, what are we not covering that we should be covering?
Well, Victoria, I'm sure you have some pretty hard to fill positions, right? Like it's a pretty tumultuous recruiting environment these days. So are there any specific positions you're looking to fill that you're having a hard time that you want to get the word out about?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Erin. We certainly have our hands full on the recruiting side of the house. So some positions that I think are really exciting and, you know, could be a great opportunity for anyone listening in any market. So as I mentioned, we're hiring a vice president of finance. We are also on the engineering team hiring a senior DevOps engineer, full stack engineers, product manager. And in our marketing team, we're rapidly expanding this department. And so content writers, visual designer, SEO specialist, those are all positions that are top of mind for us right now.
And where would they go for more information on that?
www.gosight.com/careers.
You could also always go, we'll be adding GoSight to our tech directory. You could always go to techsd.org to check the tech directory, and there's a badge for the companies that are hiring. Well, Victoria, look, we've gone through the kind of people you hire, the culture, kind of the benefits of what you're doing, the advantages of working there. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that maybe you want to go ahead and chat while we still have a couple of minutes left?
Well, I would just share for anyone who is really looking to not only take their career to the next level, but to really do something good. GoSight's an extremely mission-based company. And so helping small businesses, I can't think of anything more worthy of my time. I don't know about you, Kevin, Erin. I'm sure you have so many in your families who have their own businesses and could use something like GoSight. So I would really encourage everyone to check us out, look into the product more, and definitely, you know, consider joining a mission-based organization that's not only highly successful, but helping small businesses.
Yeah, I think having that, you know, you guys are really helping make people's dreams come true. And I think that I feel that through your enthusiasm and talking about how you acquire talent and everything else. So that really comes through for GoSight. I think that we've asked everything. I'm going to check on my co-host, always checking me to make sure if we didn't do anything. Erin, anything that we missed?
No, I think we're good. I think you're going to get a lot of activity after this goes live, Victoria, because like you said, I mean, helping the backbone of our communities thrive, especially, you know, I know we're recording this from our home offices during COVID. You know, for anyone listening, go out and get takeout, go out and, you know, and support your community and support small businesses because they really, really need us right now. And we all need to band together to help them.
All right, let's go ahead and end this podcast, this episode of T3. You could get this podcast on where you normally get your podcast, whether that's through iTunes or Spotify. Always visit techsd.org. Thank you, Aaron, my co-host, and Victoria. Thank you very much for participating in this episode.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. We'll see you during the next episode. Thank you very much.
Major thanks to Victoria Ashton, VP of People Operations at GoSight, for joining us today. This episode was edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact. Sarah Spiva is the producer. T3 is sponsored by Marsha McLennan Agency West and hosted by Kevin Carroll, Executive Director of Tech San Diego, and Aaron Chizdak, Client Benefits Specialist of Marsh & McLennan Agency. T3, Talking Tech Talent, is recorded virtually in sunny San Diego, California. To learn more about Tech San Diego, visit techsandiego.org.